Well, hello guys, how are you tonight? Now this Femon is a low-level criminal offender. What the hell does that mean? Well, she's been in a 4 to 5 year drug rehabilitation program, and she's only 27 years of age, and she's been involved in a lot of criminal activity, nothing really major apparently, but obviously her life is a complete and utter mess. Anyway, she bought an Xbox and some games for £100, but then she put it on Gumtree as a place you can just put something on for free, as if it was a new Xbox, almost. But I guess that's just low-level fraud, right? But anyway, the guy that actually sold her the Xbox actually came round where she lived, and she gave him the £100. Then she asked if her and her partner could actually go downtown in his car with him. And I guess the guy said, yeah. Anyway, he was driving downtown and everything, and he thought, well, I've got to get some petrol. So he pulled into the petrol station and got some petrol and went in to pay for it, but left his keys in the car. And CCTV camera shows she climbed over the console, got it into the driver's seat, started the car and took off. The police found the car finally 2 days later and stopped it, and she was still driving it. But she didn't seem to get very much charged for that at all, as she has another criminal case pending on something else. So she stole the car, she was driving on a disqualified license, and she didn't have any insurance. And all the judge said, it was a sneaky offence. Sneaky? It's goddamn car theft. She stole a vehicle from a person she didn't know, used it for 2 days without insurance and on a disqualified license, and all she gets is 100 hours of community service and 6 months ban on driving. I mean, what happens if she'd hit a pedestrian in those 2 days of no insurance, disqualified license? What about the guy she stole the car from? No wonder this Femon all through her life hasn't changed her ways. The government has so many help programs for especially Femons. Then they're not helping her, they're enabling her. And she's probably being supported by the government as well, financially. She probably hasn't done a day in jail for any offence that she's committed. When all the judge says it was a sneaky offence, the judge said it was just a spur-of-the-moment thing stealing the car. Maybe spur-of-the-moment, it's still theft of an automobile. And as long as judges keep on giving them the Femon pass, there's no reason for her to change her ways at all. But it is a complete waste of life. I'll put a link to the news item down below, guys. Let me know what you think. Double standards, as usual, on show. I really do hope the Femons get equality very soon. But they ain't gonna like it, are they? Take it easy.